too much or too little, this episode is all about figuring out the right dose for you. So today we're going to talk about a few things. Mostly we're talking about the THC compound because that is the one currently that gives you the psychoactive high. So we're going to talk about dosing, so all the different amounts and those different types of effects that you have, as well as onset and offset. And I think it's really important that we talk about them together because they are, those two concepts are ultimately what give you that final outcome that you are looking for when you're consuming cannabis. So dose essentially means how much of something that you're taking. So with cannabis, we measure that in milligrams. So we're going to talk today about how many milligrams give you what type of effect. And for the sake of this episode, let's just, when we're talking about this, we're talking about this to a new cannabis consumer. So someone who's coming to cannabis for the first time. The dosing examples that I'm going to give, they're not going to be the same for someone who's been consuming cannabis for a significant amount of time because they've built up what's called tolerance, THC tolerance. First, let's start talking about onset and offset though, because that's important. Onset and offset is explaining in theory how long it takes something to come on, so after you've consumed it, and how long it takes, you know, how long you feel the effects of the cannabis, the THC, and then how long it takes to taper off. And onset and offset is going to be different depending on what type of consumption method that you have. So that is going to look different for an edible, different for a raw flower, like smokable. So if you're smoking a joint or a blunt, and then it's going to look different for vapes. So I have some great charts that we'll throw up on the screen here too as we're talking through this. But essentially the quickest onset that we're going to have is in our concentrates when we're inhaling them. So when we're vaping or dabbing, we're going to have the quickest onset. So if you're looking at the chart, you know, we're going to have a quick ramp up. We're going to feel the effects of the THC really quickly. They're going to sustain for about an hour, and then they're going to start tapering off. So inhalables, quick onset, quick offset. For flower, we're going to have a little bit, you know, same quicker onset feeling. Flower is going to last a little longer than vaping, and then it's going to start tapering off in like 2 to 3 hours. Now, where it gets tricky and where I think most people, you know, need that extra education around is in edibles because they take a lot longer to feel. And that's when you start, you know, hearing all the stories that we hear in the cannabis industry is like, I ate one, I didn't feel anything, so I ate another one. And then you don't typically have like a great experience after that because you've overdone it. So edibles take a while to kick in. Their onset can range anywhere from 30 minutes to like 3 hours, even beyond that. It's really user dependent. It really depends on what level your endocannabinoid system is at when you first introduce these plant compounds like THC to them. It depends on what you ate that day. So are you consuming on an empty stomach or a full stomach? Are you hydrated? So much goes into how you're going to feel when you eat the cannabis. So cannabis has a longer onset, so it lasts longer. So once you've consumed the cannabis, you're going to feel it probably anywhere from like 2 hours to 5 hours, depending on how much, which we'll get to dosage. You could even feel it for like 7 hours. Some people new to it might feel like they feel it all day. And then it's going to have its offset, where offset meaning like you're not feeling the effects as strongly anymore. So that is what, in theory, onset and offset is. The key, you know, categories there are inhaling it through vaping, dabbing, or smoking, or eating it through the gut. Something else important to note is when you eat it through the gut, meaning like you consume it and it goes into your stomach and you have to process it, there is a compound conversion that's happening a little bit different than when we inhale it. So we'll use Delta 9 for this example. When we're consuming the Delta 9, once it goes through our gut and liver, it is converted into something called 11-hydroxy. And all that means is it's just converting into a different molecular structure that then that's what our body's absorbing and that's what's giving us the psychoactive high. So that's onset and offset and the duration that you feel when you're consuming through those different methods. Now let's talk about dosage. And dosage is going to give you that different variation of the strength of what you feel when you're consuming a psychoactive cannabinoid like THC. So when we are talking about dosage, we'll start at, you know, a microdose and we'll go all the way up to a megadose. And how much you take of something is also going to determine how strong it feels, but also how long it lasts. So when we're starting with a microdose, I like to say, I think that starts around like 0.25 for people. It could be just that small of an amount, 0.25 milligrams. That small of amount of THC could give someone, you know, a subtle head high or psychoactive high. And then it could go all the way up to, you know, hundreds of milligrams for some people. Again, cannabis is so unique because everyone has a different experience with it. So a microdose is going to be, you know, that 0.25 to 2.5. As we heard from Liz, she thinks it goes up to 5 milligrams. Really, there's a range in there, but that's going to be that small amount of THC that you consume and have that psychoactive high. The duration there is going to be, like we said earlier, anywhere from like 2 hours to 5 hours, maybe 7 hours. But what's interesting with dosage is when it's a small amount, the duration is typically smaller with it. And I think that that's really important for someone new to cannabis is starting low and slow is what we always talk about. Starting low and slow is to give you the ability to gauge how this is going to affect you or how it's going to act in your body. So when we start with that low dose, we can say, okay, I felt that effect for about 3 hours. This gives you a data point to go build your future dosages from. Now, when we start getting up to that kind of like mid-range dose, which is 2.5, 5 milligrams to maybe like 15 milligrams, you're going to have an increased feeling of that psychoactive. It also is going to last just a little bit longer. So as you titrate your dosage up, it's going to last a little bit longer. Then when you start moving past that 15 milligram and you start working into like 20 milligram, 30 milligram, 50 milligram, for most people new to cannabis, this is going to be like a very intense head high, which can be good for depending on what you're seeking with cannabis. It can also be a little bit overwhelming for someone that isn't used to doing this. So I really recommend staying in that low dose category until you learn how it feels in your body and how long it lasts. Then when you work up to these higher doses, you're also going to have that increased time that it's in your body. So they kind of all move together. You raise the milligrams up, it might last a little longer in your body. Everyone's different though. So those are kind of your doses. And you have your microdose, your mid-range dose, and then like kind of like your high dose or your extremely high dose. And I know I talked about like the amount that you take affects how long you feel it. It can also affect onset. So, you know, as you add more milligrams on, you could start feeling that come on quicker and faster. But again, that's like user dependent. So I don't want anyone to get too scared of it. It's something, start low, see how it feels, and go from there. There's a few other things I'd love to talk about around dosage that are important for someone new to cannabis, trying to figure out what right dose is for them. So there is something called tolerance. So as we consume these plant compounds, we will start building a tolerance to the THC. So essentially what that means is our endocannabinoid system is getting more used to it, engaging with our CB1 and CB2 receptors, that it's just the feeling is starting to get more normalized in your body. There is something in cannabis consumption that we call a tea break. So it's taking, you know, maybe every 3 months, just taking like a 3-week break from consuming any THC. That will reset your tolerance. So that will allow you to come back down and start microdosing and feeling some of the same effects. And this is something that we really recommend for anyone. And essentially what's happening when you take that break is your CB1 and CB2 receptors kind of scrub themselves of the THC and they reset. So then when you reintroduce the cannabis or the THC molecule, it's like a new engagement with those CB1 and CB2 receptors. Even though I own a cannabis company, you'd think I consume cannabis all the time. I take breaks all the time. I'm on one right now. I love taking THC breaks. It's really celebratory when I get to like come back to the cannabis too. But it's just a great reset for anyone to do. And it's something that will allow you to reset back to that microdose. There's something else that is important to consider when you are finding your right dose. And that is blending it with other cannabinoids. So THC is not the only cannabinoid that we can dose with. I personally love to blend my THC with CBD or CBG or even CBN, depending on what stage of life I am or what time of day I'm dosing in. And what blending does is it kind of like gives you a blended effect, if that makes sense. So you take the THC, it's doing its own engagement with the CB1 and CB2 receptor. But when we blend it with something like CBD, it's softening the feel that we would have from the THC, because now there's two things engaging with our CB1 and CB2 receptors, two different molecules. So that's just giving us like a little more subtle feel. Sometimes there's a saying out there like, if you do accidentally overconsume THC, taking a really big high dose of CBD to kind of knock the THC off of your CB1 and CB2 receptors can help you like come off of that overconsumption of the THC molecule. So that's also something you could try. And then if you're exploring your dosage with THC and you do find yourself in a situation where you're like, whoops, kind of just ate a little bit too much THC, just sit down and just breathe deep and, you know, eat a good healthy meal, get something in your stomach, drink a bunch of water, go on a walk, keep your mind busy, and just don't worry. And just know that there is that offset and that that feeling won't last forever. And so hopefully this is some really great information that helps you arm yourself with enough information to make a decision when you do go to try cannabis, how to pick a right dose. And I'd love to hear from you if you have any other questions around dosage and how to choose what's right for you. So thank you for listening to that conversation about onset and offset and dosage. I'd love to share a really personal story of how I've recently been using microdosing cannabis for chronic pain management in our next episode about living with Lyme's disease.